Hey everybody, I'm Chris, and this is episode 15 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I'm just a guy sitting on a stump in the woods. And I want to, once again, I want to thank you for watching, for listening. I can't believe how many people have actually listened to me, and it's really humbling. It really is. I just appreciate it so much. I can't even express how much. And I hope that we can all sort of work together to make this country better and make the Republican Party better, and even maybe make the Democrat Party better. If we can sort of change them from communists, which is what I want to talk about today. So episode 15, I want to talk about communism and how the Democrats are communists. And I think that we need to be able to back that up. We need to be able to say, when people say, well, what do you mean by that? We need to be able to have a really good answer. And we need to explain exactly what that means. What kind of system does communism describe? And is that the system that the Democrat Party wants? And I think the answer is yes. So, but in order to really understand it, we have to understand what communism is. We need to be able to make this argument. And look, I think in order to really understand communism, I think you have to have, you have to go back, you have to look at the history of humanity, really, before the American Revolution. And this is why the American Revolution is so important to human history, because before the American Revolution, everybody on earth was ruled by a king or a queen or some kind of a dictator or an emperor or a pharaoh, and or some kind of a religious leader, a pope. And if you were if you dared to question the authority of the religious leader, you were a heretic. You know, this is like the Roman emperors. If you questioned the authority of the Roman emperor, well, you were questioning the authority of the gods. If the same with the Spanish Inquisition, you know, if you questioned the authority of the Pope, the Spanish Inquisition would torture you and murder you because you were a heretic. You were questioning God himself. Even in as recently as 1680 or so, when Sir Robert Filmer wrote a book called The Patriarcha, about where he argued for the divine right of kings, that God himself put the King of England in charge of your life. And if you questioned the authority of the King of England, you were questioning God himself. That was the idea. And this was in the middle of the Age of Enlightenment, when people were going back and forth. People were waking up. That's why they call it the Enlightenment. You know, people were waking up to this idea that, wait a minute, who put these morons in charge? And that's why the American Revolution is so important, because it was founded on this idea that of life, liberty, property, of natural rights. I've talked about this a million times, about how the government has to start with a basic premise that everybody has basic natural rights to life, liberty, property, and the government cannot violate those rights. And so that's where the government, so it's a floor, basically, below which the government cannot drop, or a ceiling above which the government, so the government can operate anywhere in there, as long as they're not violating rights to life, liberty, property. And but then, after the American Revolution, you had the French Revolution. And that's really where communism kind of started, with this idea of science and scientifying society. And I think that this is really significant, considering what we're seeing now in the year 2021, in the year 2020, where Democrats have turned science into a kind of god that must not be questioned during COVID, right? Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, is God who must not be questioned. If you question him, you are a heretic who must be destroyed. And because science, the French Revolution, remember, the French Revolution is where we get the metric system. And so it was this idea that we are going to scientify society. And it was, science was all the rage at the time. You had the Scottish Enlightenment, guys like James Watt and James Hutton. James Hutton was the guy who came up with this idea that, before that, everybody believed that the Bible said the earth was 6,000 years old. Well, James Hutton came along and said, well, wait a minute, I can explain these mountains and canyons and rivers simply by the process of erosion. But of course, that would take millions of years. So if the Bible might be wrong, the earth might be millions of years old, because that explains, and that would explain, rivers and canyons and mountains through the process of erosion. It's a great book called The Man Who Found Time, James Hutton. But the Scottish Enlightenment, so you had, science was all the rage. And so with the communists in the early 1800s, Marx and Engels, guys like that, came along and said, they looked around at the world, at the European economy particularly, and said, well, look at this capitalism. First of all, they called it capitalism, which it wasn't. It was a kind of crony capitalism, because it was not a free market capitalism at all, because the economies of Europe were very strictly controlled by the ruling class. It was very difficult for a poor person to have any upward mobility in Europe in the 1700s, 1800s, because the ruling classes controlled everything. And so it wasn't capitalism. So that was the first big mistake that the communists made. But then they looked around and they looked at the inefficiencies of capitalism, of the Industrial Revolution, the shortages and the surpluses, and they said, you know what? We're gonna use science to eliminate the inefficiencies. And so look at the bread makers. We are going to tell the bread makers exactly how many loaves of bread to make. We're going to tell the shoemakers exactly how many shoes to make. We're going to tell everybody, the farmers, exactly how much food to raise and all that kind of stuff. So this was this idea of erecting a technocratic expert class to control everything, to control the economy. And I talk about this in my episode, I think it was episode 5, about the knowledge problem, of how this can't possibly work. It cannot possibly work, because nobody knows how many pairs of shoes you're going to buy next week or next month or next year. Nobody can possibly know how many loaves of bread you're going to eat next year or whatever. So this whole idea is ridiculous. But it's this idea that science, we're going to scientify everything, and we're going to use science, and we're going to have an expert class to tell us all what to do. And this is what the Democrat Party is all about. They are all about erecting a political ruling class of experts to control everybody, technocrats to control everything. And all you have to do is look around at America today. Look at the, for example, car companies. You know, Joe Biden just announced he wants all car companies, 50% of all the cars they sell, to be electric by a certain date. Now, in a free market economy, the car companies would be trying to please you and me, the consumers, the people who buy the cars. But in a communist country, the car companies don't care about you. They care about pleasing the government regulators. They have to please the government. They have to please the government regulatory rulers, their overlords. That's who they really answer to, and that's who really owns them. You know, the government is the de facto owner. Once the government is making all of the important decisions in your business that a owner would normally make in a free market system, the owner would make all of the important, most impactful decisions of a business. But in a communist system, the government makes the decisions. These government bureaucrats make all the decisions. So it's and that is the system that Democrats want America to be. That's the kind of system they want. They want a system where the government is the de facto owner of everything. They tell you everything. I've talked about look, there are 2 million employees in the federal government, and a lot of them, probably most of them, are members of the regulatory state. They are the regulatory infrastructure, telling businesses what to do, basically just bossing businesses around, telling them what to do and how to do it. So this idea that America is a capitalist country, is a free market capitalist country, that part of the economy is dying slowly. And the car companies are a great example. Like, look at Jeep. A lot of people don't even know, probably, that Jeep is not an American company anymore. Jeep cannot survive as a company all by itself, because government regulations require a car company to have an average fuel economy of, I think it's 35 miles per gallon or something like that, 33, 35 miles per gallon throughout their whole fleet. So, well, Jeeps aren't very fuel efficient. They're Jeeps. They're kind of like off-road trucks. So Jeep as a company cannot survive in America under the current regulatory regime. So it has to be part of a bigger company that makes a bunch of Econoboxes, crappy, low, high gas mileage, super light, super, super small cars, in order to make the total fleet, to raise the fuel efficiency of the total fleet. So if you're complaining that America, that Jeep is not an American company, blame the government. It's all because of the government regulations. So, and it's the same thing with look, you can't, if you don't like how Chevrolet, if you don't like the cars that Chevrolet is making, well, you can't take your business over to Ford, because everybody's doing the same thing. All the cars have to be the same. All the cars are forced by government rules, to have the same average fuel economy. So they're all gonna be the same, essentially. That's why all cars, nowadays cars all look the same, because there's essentially one aerodynamic fuel efficient shape. And so they all have to look like that. So look, we're creating this homogenous society where everybody is doing the same thing, and everybody is being forced by government to act the same way and do the same thing. And that is not a diverse economy, right? Look at car companies. That's not a diverse, we do not have a diverse selection of cars out there. It's just the same thing with our healthcare system. All doctors are required to basically do the same thing and be exactly the same. All hospitals are required to operate exactly the same way. All health insurance companies are required to act exactly the same way. All the banks are required to act exactly the same way. That's why they all failed at exactly the same time for exactly the same reason in 2008. Because they're all required to be the same. So this is what happens in a communist country. And this is the kind of country the Democrats want. The Democrats do not want a diverse, robust, innovative, competitive economy. They want the government to control everything so that everything will be the same. And it's destructive. The people who are hurt the most are the people who need that variety the most, people who need inexpensive options. Guess what? You don't have any. You won't have any inexpensive options, because the government requires, car is a great example. You can't buy an inexpensive car anymore, because the government requires every car to be chock full of every possible new technological safety gadget available. So, it's very frustrating. This is the kind of argument we need to make when we're talking about Democrats, and how, when we say Democrats are communists, we need to be able to back it up and say, this is how they are communists. They believe in a system where you and I have no power at all, have no choices, no ability to make our own decisions, where a technocratic, bureaucratic, kind of permanent bureaucratic ruling class makes all of the decisions. And the reason why the Democrats love it is because they want to be that technocratic class. They want that power. They enjoy being at the top of society. That's where they want to be. And they want to be able to rule essentially forever and with total power. And I think you've seen this during COVID. They do not want you to be free to make your own decisions. They will tell you, the Democrats will tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. And if you question them, it's just like the Spanish Inquisition. You are questioning God himself because they are they have erected science. It's a kind of scientism. They have erected science as a god that must not be questioned. So this is what we need to do. This is the kind of argument we need to make. And we can win these arguments, and we can win debates, we can win people over. We can even, you know, I hope that we can strengthen the Republican Party by helping the Republicans make better arguments, win debates, and even win some Democrats over, Democrat voters over, and even maybe some Democrat politicians, maybe just wake them up to this, to what they're doing. Because I don't think a lot of Democrats really understand what communism is, how it works, and how they are basically communists at this point. So, all right, well, that is episode 15. Thank you for listening. If you can review this episode, the podcast, on iTunes, that would help out a lot. And I will see you on episode 16, I hope. All right. I'll see you then. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.